one of the big tenants we have in Union down here at Local 27. We're trying to make things better for those that are coming after us, just like the ones that came before us.
Today, we thought it would be good to just introduce the trust and find out the part that they play in finding, vetting, and implementing all kinds of health benefits. I'm Jen Pennington, and I'm here today with Tony Savelli. Tony has served the members of Local 27 since 2014 as an elected member of the CL Firefighters Healthcare Trust, and he currently serves as an executive board member as well for Local 27. Tony, thanks for being here.
Hey, Jen, thanks a lot. Excited to talk about the trust and give some more educational points out to our membership.
Absolutely. So first, Tony, let's talk about how the trust came about. What can you tell me about how it got started and what makes it unique?
The Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust started back in 2008, but I want to make sure we mention that there was a lot of work that was being done prior to that. Executive board members from our union, Local 27, they recognized that there were other firefighters that had a trust, the San Diego Fire Department to be exact, and Kenny Stewart, along with a couple members, they took a trip down there to meet with them and kind of hear about what it was that they were doing. And when they recognized they were running their own firefighter healthcare trust, they said, man, that's something that we really need to look into. So they came back here, and the work started on separating out from the city. Prior to that, we were on the city's benefit plan, and Kenny Stewart and Tim O'Mahony and Dallas Baker were some of the first trustees on our trust that have spent years building what we have now, and I'm very thankful for the work that went in on behalf of our membership for me and my family and for all of those that now are receiving some of the great benefits that we have today prior to us even starting to work here, prior to employment. It's one of the big tenets we have in Union down here at Local 27. We're trying to make things better for those that are coming after us, just like the ones that came before us. It's the idea that we will someday have others sitting under the shade of the tree that we plant now that we might not ever enjoy. One of the things that makes it unique is it really allows us to have this custom ability to tailor plans, our healthcare plan, to our members' needs. We don't have to engage with management or, in our case, the city when we want to make a change to our plan. As long as we are following ERISA law, we are able to enact any changes that we want to our plan with the help of our advisors. And it's also allowed us to invest and manage our reserves to enhance benefits for our membership. We've got lots of benefits that we've rolled out, the AFME and RSF and multiple other programs that we've rolled out over the years since my time serving on the trust. And that's something that we wouldn't have been able to do if we were on the city's plan, which makes it pretty unique. We're often supporting the ability to educate our membership, which is great. If you were on a multinational healthcare plan, you would have to try to call, I guess, or maybe email one of the big carriers, the Blues or the Regents Blue Cross Blue Shields. But we have our own trust office. Our trust office is employed by our trust, and it allows our members to have a pretty high level of customer service. When they call in, they're able to get answers. They get great follow-up, and in addition to that, they do have the trustees in the firehouses, so when certain questions come up or if they think something's not right, they can even reach out to one of the firefighter peer trustees that they work with. So it's a pretty unique setup that we have, and it allows for us to really keep our finger on the pulse for our membership in terms of their needs and wants, and it's something I think is awesome.
Part of what you do as well, when I take a look at the board that you have, your board is really engaged. I've just caught glimpses of it as I've gotten to know you guys over the years, but I'm always impressed with how engaged everybody is around the table with their ideas. You want to talk a little bit about your board and the members?
Yeah, the board's great. It's to our board, I want to make sure all of our members know it's all voluntary work that we do down here at the Healthcare Trust. And we have elections that come around every October with the rest of our union positions, and the seats are for 3-year terms. So those trustee members, they change, and we're always looking for people that are interested in serving. So make sure you reach out and contact myself if you do have that interest. But one of the reasons why I think we really stay motivated is the flexibility that we have due to the construction of the Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust, kind of like I mentioned before, allows us to really stay on the cutting edge of healthcare in response to meeting our members' needs and exploring new opportunities. We annually will go to healthcare trust training where we're able to kind of hear about what's new and what's the new hot thing that's happening. And when we're at these trainings, I find it very frequent that the Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust is already implementing or has been talking or discussing some of the new things or the on the horizon items. And so that really helps myself and the rest of our board keep up momentum. I think it affirms that the decisions we're making along with our advisors are really pointing us in the right direction, and it energizes us as we continue to serve.
It's impressive. It's just impressive the amount of work that you guys are putting in and doing. And, you know, we communicate a lot about the various programs that the Healthcare Trust provides, but what are some of the benefits you're most proud of that the Trust has brought to members?
Yeah, we've got so many benefits. It's sometimes hard to keep track of them all. As a matter of fact, that's why we've partnered with Rhizome to really roll out this section of our website that we put a lot of work and effort into. I'd like to thank you guys for the help because we do have so many benefits. It's sometimes hard to remember them all at a glance, so you can spend time accessing those. And I think that the AFME, although maybe members don't recognize it as a maybe new healthcare benefit because it's a physical, it is probably one of the, it's the pillar, it's definitely the pillar of our program. I'm super proud of it because it's constantly evolving. The work that we've been able to do with Dr. Hamrick has just been, it's been great to better serve our members. We are up to about 600 plus members that are now receiving that physical every year. So to the other 300 of you listening that haven't gone, make sure you make an appointment. It's just a great program. I think if you talk to anybody that has gone to it, they've really, really enjoyed the care that they've received, and they've had a positive experience. In addition to the AFME, we have the Retirement Securities Fund, or the RSF. That was an exciting program because it took a long time to finally establish that benefit. They had it as one of the goals of the trust back when they first established the trust. The primary goal of the trust, which was something that Jen mentioned in the intro, our primary goal is to make sure that we have adequate funds to offer good benefits to our members when they need to see the doctor, right? So that when people need healthcare, they're able to go and access that and that their costs for claims are covered. But a benefit that we receive from running our own plan is we're able to be creative and in part start programs like this RSF. And that was important because it fills that much needed gap that we have between the years that firefighters retire and when they're eligible for Medicare coverage. We know that the cost for insurance is expensive, and once you separate from employment, it was a barrier for members, and it was encouraging some members to work longer than they would have otherwise liked. So that program was really exciting to be able to roll that out. We were up to a $400 per month for members in retirement for 7 years to help close that gap. But we also have a lot of lesser known benefits. We've rolled out a hearing aid program, which is somewhat unheard of in healthcare plans unless you're in a union-sponsored plan like ours. We have looked at how our plans are structured, and we have changed things like max out-of-pocket expenses, and we've reevaluated copays and different things like that to make sure that we're offering a good value and really providing the best fit for members and their needs.
So, Tony, I hear that there's kind of an exciting benefit coming down the line regarding IVF. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Jen, sure. That is kind of highlighting exactly what I've already been mentioning so far. We are able, with how our healthcare trust plan is constructed, really listen to our membership and find out where there are needs and where there are gaps and offer new benefits. So Local 27 and our healthcare trust were approached by members, or we received some emails and we were hearing that, hey, why don't we have a fertility benefit? We've got members that are trying to start families and they're having a hard time and this is really expensive. And in turn, it's causing a lot of stress and, you know, mental health issues possibly at home that they're dealing with. And as we know, mental health in the fire service is something that we've been really focused on recently. So I thought, hey, what a great idea. Why don't we look into partnering with some form of a provider to offer a fertility benefit to our membership? And so we were able to do that. And we were, after quite a bit of research and meeting with some different companies, we were able to formulate a plan. And it's kind of on the horizon now. You're going to be seeing more details for that as it rolls out. But we have partnered with Win Fertility, and more to come. It's exciting benefit that we're able to offer. And also, I'd like to mention one that very few employers are able to offer. In the state of Washington, there are some large employer groups that do offer fertility treatment benefits, but that the number is limited. And so we're excited to be able to offer that to the membership of Local 27.
And I should add, I believe this is coming down the pike at the beginning of 2024, correct?
I think that is correct, Jen. We kind of talked with the provider, and it's kind of as soon as reasonably possible. There were some steps that we've got to take care of logistically to make it happen. There's a chance that we might finish those a little bit prior to January of 2024, but if not, by January 2024, it should definitely be in place.
That's awesome. One of the things that I'm interested in is, here's an opportunity to speak to future trustees. You talked a little bit about giving us a great metaphor of sitting under the tree that has been planted by the people who have come before you. So what would you say to somebody who might be interested in becoming a trustee for the Healthcare Trust?
As firefighters, we train a lot, you know, frequently in ways to save citizens. But I don't know if you know this, maybe you do. We also spend quite a bit of time drilling or practicing in ways that we would be able to save each other in an instance and when things might go wrong. So I just like to point out that serving on our trust, although it's clearly completely different from pulling a fellow firefighter out of a smoke-filled building when they're having an emergency, in the end, the focus goal is still the same. We're working on keeping our brothers and sisters healthy, and we're working on saving lives. I've been doing this for 15 years now working as a professional firefighter, and I've been serving on our trust for close to 10 years. Knock on wood, I haven't had to pull any of my fellow firefighters out of a smoke-filled building, but we have had a number of clinical saves through our AFME program, through prevention, and through educating our members more and more about being in tune and staying in front of health problems that they might have. And I say all that, I guess, in my efforts to possibly sway a new young firefighter that might be interested in serving on our trust, as it's really important work that we're doing. We would be happy to have you come down. You can sit through a meeting. You can kind of get a feel for it if it's something you think you might be interested in. I will say that there is definitely a learning curve in the beginning. It takes some time to get spooled up on what it is that we're doing. I remember my head spinning a bit when I first got in my first trust meeting, but it's been really exciting to be able to do this work. It's fulfilling, and I also like it because, again, it is completely different from what we're doing in the firehouse in terms of working with our advisors and constructing plans that best fit our membership. So those are, I think, some of the reasons why I'd say it's a great board to sit on and serve, because it's fulfilling, and again, it's a way that we can look out for each other, and it's different than we do in the firehouse, but it's still for that same goal of keeping each other healthy.
And it sounds like you're open to just even meeting members, you know, here to kind of, you should actually meet the trustees and see what they're about.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely. I'm happy to, if you've got questions, I actually field a lot of phone calls and emails frequently about, you know, different benefit questions or issues that people are having, maybe with doctors or clinicians that they visited, where they think that maybe something wasn't billed correctly or it didn't exactly go how they had planned. I'm happy to take phone calls on questions about the trust in general. I definitely would encourage you to visit the website and educate yourself there. And then if you've got more questions, call us. And if you're interested in serving on our board, please reach out. We've got a number of trustees that have a lot of years on the job now that have are close to retiring or that have retired. So we're going to be having some spots definitely becoming available in the future. So we're always looking for new faces.
And how do they get a hold of you by email?
You can email me at tsavelli@iaff27.org. Or you can always just email the local at info@iaff27, and the staff members will forward those healthcare trust related emails to myself or Dallas Baker, who's currently the chair, and I'm the vice chair of our trust.
Tony, thanks for being here, and thank you for all the work that you're doing on behalf of the firefighters in Seattle. You and the board should be really proud of the things that you have accomplished over the years. And so for our listeners, you can find out more about the healthcare trustees on our website. Look them up. We've got them all. We've got their pictures and their bios. Look for the links on this episode's webpage to find out more about the trust and the benefits they provide. And thanks for joining us. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks for joining us. Listen Up, Bell 27 is a Seattle Firefighter Healthcare Trust production. This podcast is produced by the Rhizome Collaborative. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.